And Kelly, 99.70 JX. Quick shout to Giselle checking in with us from Clearwater, Florida.
Oh,
listening
look at
on
that.
The stream there, WDJX.com. Sent along a couple pictures of birds in the ocean. So that's kind of cool.
Awesome.
Yep. All right. Feel good stories. Do this every hour. Yellowkey.
So a 73-year-old man named
Dave
has spent the last 8 years volunteering as a cuddler in the NICU at Children's Hospital of Richmond in Virginia.
Yeah.
He goes in 2 days a week to comfort premature and critically ill babies.
Aww.
But before holding them, he learns about their condition from the nurses and the doctors and keeps a close eye on their monitors, treating every cuddle very carefully.
I watch the monitors first to see whether positionally there's anything to do to improve, but he looks pretty good. His sats are at 100%. I don't bring my phone into the unit. I pretty much just want to be with them. I ask the nurse, tell me what this child is receiving, what kind of treatment, is there anything special I need to know about it? The support and spiritual needs of the family and the staff. And so it all kind of gets tied together here.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we need to shine the spotlight on another volunteer here at Norton Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
June Hampe is retiring after volunteering for over 18 years So she could be found on the floor over the years playing cars or blocks with patients, and she would hold babies in the NICU as well, who needed some extra love while parents were getting, you know, much-needed rest.
Yes.
Or going back to work, and she'd also lead group visits and give out toys or comfort items. And by the way, Norton Children's volunteer workforce has more than 300 talented people ranging in age from 18 or from 13 to 85.
Love that.
So if you were ever thinking about volunteering your time there at Norton Children's, we've got the link for you. And you can see the full story at WDJX.com. Brought to you by NextGen Wellness. DJ.